history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morena.
Right.
How are you, Rob?
I'm very well, thank you.
That's very good to hear.
Sun still ain't come out.
No, it's a bit grey in the old BFM studios this morning, yeah.
But it's light. We've got light around us. We're in a light bubble.
a halo of goodness coming in here. You told us it was going to be something we knew about, something we don't know about. And then something that's really pissed you off.
Yeah.
Right. Excellent. Get into it.
Right,
then.
This is the first one. Like, the Guinness Book of Records are at it again. And unfortunately, Colin and Donna Craig Brown's World's Heaviest Potato from Hamilton isn't.
No! What? Who beat them?
A sample was sent to the UK for DNA testing, and the results came back that it's a type of gourd.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, I've got to be honest with you. I thought a gourd was a medieval musical instrument.
Yeah, fair enough.
It isn't a
lute on the back of my laptop. No one else at home can see this, but see my lute sticker?
Oh, you do have a lute sticker.
I found that when I was tidying up my room the other day.
Yeah.
You never know what you'll find. Could be a gourd.
Yeah.
It's not. Okay.
But it's not. A gourd is actually a hard-shelled fruit.
It can be turned into an instrument.
So it is.
Well, you could make a gourd into an instrument. What
sort of instrument? Like a drum or something?
A lot of taonga porto is made out of gourd-like things. You have to dry it out, though, really well, so that you can actually have a hard casing and it won't just collapse on you.
Gold plappy otherwise, wouldn't it?
That's the word.
Such a good word.
That's
I love that word.
Poor old Hamilton.
Yeah,
that sucks.
But Colin thinks it might have been a seedling he purchased that was crossbred with a gourd and a cucumber.
Wow, Colin.
So he can't figure out why it grew so big and why it tasted and looked like a potato. Now, this is a quote from him, right? If it quacks like a duck, swims like a duck, and has feathers on it, then it's a duck. But nah, that's spelled N-A-H.
Nah.
It turned out to be a turkey.
Yeah.
Don't know what that means.
Oh.
It hasn't put him off, and they're inspired to have a go at growing the proper biggest potato.
All right.
Plus, he's going to turn it into vodka. Now, if you're listening, I wouldn't mind a try of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. I would. I would also try that. I don't know if it would taste very nice, but if you put something in it, it might be okay.
Yeah.
Good one. Okay, well, poor old Hamilton.
So that's
we need a win for Hamilton. Someone text in a cool thing about Hamilton on 5395.
Traffic lights.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a cool thing for Hamilton, but send us in your best, nicest thing about Hamilton. They need it today. What else have you got for us?
Okay, scientists in Montana have found the oldest known ancestor of octopuses.
Okay. True.
The fossil is approximately 330 million years old.
Whoa.
Should have done a spoiler alert for, like, Christian people. But researchers have concluded the ancient creature lived millions of years earlier than previously thought, which means they were knocking about before dinosaurs.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? That kind of makes sense. An octopus is definitely pretty freaky.
Involved no body, just head and legs. Plus, they had 10 limbs.
I mean, the OG ones had 10 limbs.
Yeah.
So wouldn't
original,
that be like
original
a...
original gangster.
Octopuses, yeah. Octopus gangsters. Oh, dear.
They've named it. Oh, I've written this down. I've had to break it down because it's a wheelbarrow word. It's Sile Ipsimi Opidi Bideny. They've named it after President Joe Biden. I don't know whether because they think it's the same age as him. Or all he is a head and two legs. I don't know.
How would you feel if someone named something after you that was a bit weird? Like,
I'd still think it was cool.
I think it'd be... Imagine if someone was like, we saw a new star and we're calling it the Zoe star. You'd be
stoked.
That
would be amazing.
But imagine if they were like, I found this weird little bug and it's got it's got like a weird lump on it and it's a strange colour and we're calling it the Zoe bug.
When Trump was president, they were finding all these really disgusting insects and naming them after him.
Science fights back.
My favourite one, in England they discovered this crocodile that's like huge and all that, and they named it after Lemmy and they called it the Lemmysaurus.
Oh, that's kind of lovely.
Which I thought was fantastic. Right, now this thing really annoyed me actually.
Oh, just got to go back to the gourds for 1 second here, because Grizzy's texted in to say sitars are made of gourds.
Oh, right.
Which is amazing. They grow above the ground as well. Also, we've had some Hamilton texts. Someone says the best thing about Hamilton is their sister lives there. She is cool. That's great. We love that. Someone says the gardens are serene. They have got wonderful gardens.
I always think the mighty Waikato, because they're always banging on about it. And that's one, like, sassy river. That.
It's a sassy river.
No, you're looking at your feet. That's a proper river, that one.
That is a proper river, the Waikato. All right, what else have you got for us
here? Okay, right. Now... I'm a Guardian reader, I'll put it out there. I read The Guardian, right?
Sorry, don't apologize, adjust your monocle.
And I read there's a new series come out called Witchfinder, which got Tim Vine, who used to be in Alan Partridge, and Daisy May Cooper, who used to be in this country, absolute genius. And they rubbished it.
Oh, boo.
Right, so I thought, well, I'm going to watch this anyway, and I watched it, and it's fantastic.
Oh, take them to task.
The Guardian said it's a period comedy. That's right. And then they said it's got a thin storyline and unimpressive jokes. Well, it's got a very good storyline and very good jokes.
Absolutely.
So take that.
So I just think you should... I mean, don't even listen to what I'm saying, because that's my review of it.
Just go watch it.
Yeah, but we were talking off air and you've been watching... I'm going to put you on the spot now.
No, yeah, I was watching the new West Side Story last night and I thought it was really good. I enjoyed it.
Live your theatre kid truth, Zoe.
Yeah, I mean, look, I love a musical. I cried, I laughed, I sang.
Beautiful.
Did you? All at the same time?
Well, not at the same time. But it's West Side Story. It's a classic.
Yeah, but that's the thing about reviews. Don't pay any attention to them. Make your own mind up.
Is West Side Story the one with the clicking?
Yeah, the sharks and the jets.
Click and squat.
The click and the squat. Oh, my God.
So if I would... I've seen like 5 episodes of it. Do yourself a favour, watch it, because it is really, really good.
What's it called again?
It's called The Witchfinder, and it's set in England... in the 16th century, when Matthew Hopkins, the Witchfinder General, was going around just burning anybody.
Poking people with pins.
They used to get paid for it. I've seen, actually, his sort of like price list, how much he used to charge.
Bloody exorbitant.
When I lived in Essex, in this little town called Rayleigh, it was just called the Monument. I never paid any attention to it. But when you looked at it, it was erected there because the Witchfinder General went through and like killed about 20 women.
Ugh.
So that was what it was for. It sounds really bad, but this is such a funny story.
You got to find ways through humour to tease out those histories.
And like Daisy May Cooper could just read the telephone book and I'd find it extremely amusing.
She is. So good. Okay, we've got some good texts in about Hamilton, by the way. This one, I think, actually, this one takes the cake for probably the coolest thing about Hamilton. They've said it's the first fully accessible public toilet and bathroom facility in New Zealand designed for people with profound disabilities in the Hamilton Gardens.
That's great.
That is awesome.
Yep,
absolutely gold star to Hamilton for that one there. Someone wants to know what your favourite musical is, Zoe.
Oh, I saw that text. It's a tough question. I love Stephen Sondheim. I think his lyrics are just so incredible. I follow Sondheim lyrics on Twitter.
This isn't good radio, but while you're talking about that, you're so expressive with your hands and everything. It's fantastic.
Lest we forget that I did stage direction for a little bit. That was my first thing at BFM, so staying true to myself. Anyway.
So anything Sondheim.
Yeah, love Sondheim.
Okay.
He's a cool guy.
I noticed no one asked me.
Well, have you got... Have
I don't like musicals.
Oh, that's all right.
Who's surprised?
Best review for Cats.
When you're a jet. Are you a jet or a shark?
I'm
an octopus.
I'm playing the sting.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, this is a real short poem, and I was thinking about the potato story when I was walking through the quad, which I must say, when you come in first thing in the morning, all them lights makes you smile.
Yeah,
it does.
It's such a nice...
Shout outs to AUSA.
Yeah.
They have done such a good job of like...
It's like magical.
...making the quad, which is currently a construction site and also a dead zone because of COVID. They've made it so lovely. They've put all these big fairy lights up in there, so big props to AUSA. Yeah.
Right, anyway... As I was walking up the stairs, I was thinking about that story, and this is what I come up with. I used to think potato was spelt with a B. You might not get it, but it makes sense to me. Potato.
Oh, Rob, thank you very much. You've picked us a track this morning. What is it?
It's Yard Act with Payday, my favourite band of the moment.
Fantastic. Well,
it's When You're a Jet from West Side Story.
It's When You're a Jet.
When You're an Octopus.
constitutes a ghetto? Huh? Is it growing your own lettuces in the potholes on the road? Do the locals have to eat them all if they don't sell them? I call potholes concrete meadows of the soul. What constitutes a ghetto fetish? Huh? Is it growing your own lettuces but not filling in the potholes? The local council will be getting an earful, believe me, I call their lug holes concrete bollards to the soul. We all make the same sound when we get mowed down. And there are starving children in Africa, so go send your toy guns to Bosnia. Take the money, take the money, take the money and run. Take the money, take the money, take the money and run. Take the money, take the money, take the money and run. Take the money, take the money, take the money and treat your husband right. What constitutes real change, huh? Are we even vaguely aware of where we'll terminate the muse? If all offers are final, then how is it even possible for you to be all flush and completely principled? Ah, yeah, well, I didn't do any of it for you. I did it for the little boys and girls, pulling lettuce from the potholes, hosing off the engine oils. Wax apples at Christmas, next year they're sniffing glue. All of a sudden, I was blinded by a powerful light. Take the money, take the money, take the money and run. Take the money, take the money, take the money and run. Take the money, take the money, take the money and run. Take the money, take the money, take the money and shoot your mama right.
The Sondheim nerds are out.
I know, in full force.
Someone says, I'm a dude who hates musicals and I watched the new West Side Story and cried like a baby. It's a masterpiece. Couldn't believe how much I loved it.
It's beautiful. It's tragic.
Well, wonderful. Maybe I should maybe get into watching stuff like that. Yeah.
I reckon you'd really like it, Rob, if you gave it a chance.
I actually went to Cats one.
The Mind Trench.
And I hated
Rob
it.
Rob Bowles, only on 95 BFM.
Oh, I'm sorry I played the sting over that.